Carry On Jeeves by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Cecil. 1. Jeeves takes charge.
Now, touching this business of old Jeeves, my man, you know, how do we stand?
Lots of people think I'm much too dependent on him. My Aunt Agatha, in fact, has even gone so far as to call him my keeper. Well, what I say is, why not? The man's a genius. From the collar upward, he stands alone. I gave up trying to run my own affairs within a week of his coming to me. That was about half a dozen years ago, directly after the rather rummy business of Florence Cray, my Uncle Willoughby's book, and Edwin, the Boy Scout. The thing really began when I got back to Easby, my uncle's place in Shropshire. I was spending a week or so there, as I generally did in the summer, and I'd had to break my visit to come back to London to get a new valet. I'd found Meadows, the fellow I'd taken to Easby with me, sneaking my silk socks, a thing no bloke of spirit could stick at any price. It transpiring, moreover, that he had looted a lot of other things here and there about the place, I was reluctantly compelled to hand the misguided blighter the mitten, and go to London to ask the registry office to dig up another specimen for my approval. They sent me Jeeves. I shall always remember the morning he came. It so happened that the night before I had been present at a rather cheery little supper, and I was feeling pretty rocky. On top of this, I was trying to read a book Florence Cray had given me. She had been one of the house party at Easby, and 2 or 3 days before I left, we had got engaged. I was due back at the end of the week, and I knew she would expect me to have finished the book by then. You see, she was particularly keen on boosting me up.